Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Now, Melinda, we you've made this transition now off of TV to now influencer. Girl about town, those kind of things.
Buzz shirt today.
Yes, you're one of us, more official. I do want to do a new open for you, do a new clean, fresh start. It's a new Melinda.
Okay.
What would be a good song? That song fit with you.
Tommy Smith started that.
That's right.
Every time I would call in, he would sing that first before we said anything.
Found out that Justin Moore for 5 years has hated that song.
Yeah. Sorry, Justin.
Is there a James Taylor song that you would like?
Ooh, I do love some James. All right, let me think about it.
It depends on what kind of mood she's in, Christian. Do you want to go high energy?
Right.
Listen, Chris Kane, have you heard Chris Kane's deal?
No.
Can you play the song?
I don't get up that early
anymore.
It
is a song that I had not heard of, but it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know what it is, but it's really off the chart, energy-wise. And so depends on what kind of mood you want to set.
Right.
Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats.
Okay, so you recognize the song at all?
I don't.
So Christian, you know what song that is?
Real Big Fish, I believe, a ska band from the 90s.
Chris goes, I know what for my song. I go, what is it? It's this. I go, I've never heard this, but it's bouncy.
It sounds like a marching band. I wondered if it was his Golden Knights marching band.
No, it's bouncy. So it just sort of depends on what kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be thinking about
that. Maybe listeners need to call in and tell us what should my song be.
Now, listen, you've been a number one top level A1 plus client for Ava Bella. For quite some time. I mean, how many years you've been coming up here?
I mean, Dee Dee came on Good Morning Arkansas for years. How long did we do the show together?
We did that for about 15 years together.
Yeah, 15.
So.
We wrote a book together. Well,
yes,
you
did.
Wrote it.
15 years.
I claim it. So you started doing my skin back then.
Yeah.
So it's been probably 20, 25 years.
Well, we opened in 2004, so it's probably been almost 22 years.
Yeah.
Because I think we started pretty much right when I started Good Morning Arkansas with you.
So you come by on a regular, you've been coming by on a regular basis.
For facials, and then also I get my lash extensions done here as well, which is another service.
I hear they're very, very nice to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if guys do that or not. But
they don't. Okay. I mean, they haven't here.
Good. Yeah. If you wanted to.
Yeah,
Jessica says that I need, she goes, you've lost your eyebrows.
You want us to tint them for you?
Do I need to do that? Do I need to do an eyebrow transplant like Roger's done for hair for the top of his head? As you get older, you start losing your hair.
Yeah, you do. And that's part of the lash extension thing, I think, too, because older women don't grow their lashes like they used to.
Yeah.
Did you feel any pressure, Dee Dee, all these years that's your girl, that she better be looking good on TV because it's your reputation on the line?
Her and Roger.
I know, yeah. Of course, Roger doesn't do the TV medium.
No, but
he's seen a lot, yeah.
But it kind of made me a little sad when their skin was better.
It was a one-off. Well, I won't beat him today. He's been training. He's been training. His skin's been in training for the last month, waiting for this. But you have to. One thing about this, Melinda, you have to make a commitment. Roger made a commitment too to come over here and doing it. That's the problem I have sometimes with my time.
Is a commitment.
So if you really want to get good results, you have to be consistent.
And you're right, because I would watch her the mornings after I would do the treatment. Well, I always watched Melinda, but I would focus on her skin because it is my reputation. If she looks bad, I look bad. If her lashes look bad, Ava Bella looks bad. But she doesn't. Look at her.
It's such a gift though that Dee Dee is helping us with it. So one time I said to you, David, I said, you really need to go to Dee Dee. You said, oh, thanks. And I said, no, I'm not saying anything bad about your skin. I'm just saying it'll be so much better if you come.
Yeah, I wonder, it's funny about skin in general. I grew up on the beach and grew up in the, and so, you would think, and maybe it's going to hit me at some point. My dad says skin cancers removed from his face. But I've got my mom's side of the family, olive skin. And so I really don't burn that much. I've had some burns, but not as bad. I'm not light-skinned, if you will. And so I haven't had as much damage, I don't think. Now, I've had damage because I've been in the sun, but I don't think it could be as bad because I'm olives, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so
you have a little bit more melanin.
Yeah,
in it.
So hopefully, you know, I've been lucky to this point to be able to do that. But not everybody's that way. And plus, it can surely still come in and clean it up and get all the things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you still need exfoliation and anti-aging.
Speaking of my dad, I've encouraged my dad down in Panama City to go get massages. He's 85, and he went to one the other day. And you should... My almost like a sister to me now works here in Little Rock, actually over at Arkansas Community Foundation, and she used to do massage therapy on the side, and she would work on my dad on a regular basis, and it made a ton of difference for him. Mm-hmm. And now he's got a new person, but he's just oh my gosh, David, it makes such a difference.
Absolutely.
I said, Dad, if you would go once a week or once every 2 weeks, at the very least once a month, but once every couple of weeks, it will change you. You know, if you take the time and willing to spend the money, it makes a difference if you can keep that kind of routine up.
Absolutely, it does. Well, just think of what we do. Just look at our morning this morning.
Yeah.
How stressful that was.
Right.
You know, and the massage releases all that. Plus, it gets the toxins out of your system.
Yes.
Which helps with just your mood. You sleep better. Even a lot of people, when they're in their massage, they fall asleep because we're so sleep deprived.
Yes.
We just go. So sitting down, getting your muscles massage, getting the toxins out, all that. It's so healthy for you, and it's something that you have to make the time for. It's for your health.
Right.
It's not a luxury.
Do you do the massage thing at all, Melinda?
I do on occasion.
Yeah.
Not often. I have to tell you a quick massage story, though. Dee Dee, I did briefly cheat on you. I went over to Oakland because our friend Wayne Smith gifted it to me.
Right.
So, and Roger, you'll be interested in this, too, if you could still hear with all of that going on. So I had the cutest massage lady. I asked her about her heritage because her father was Filipino. Her dad was Chinese. So she had this cute little accent, cutest little thing ever. So towards the end, she's working my feet, which I love that part. Mm-hmm. But then she pops my toes out.
She popped them.
Whoa. They popped. And
whoa,
I'm not big on like popping knuckles and things. And I was like, oh, and she said, oh, do you not like that? And I said, I'm not sure. And then we started talking about feet and how a lot of people are ticklish and can't get their feet massaged. And she said, I thought she said the words Flavor Flav. And I said, did you just say Flavor Flav, like the rapper? And she said, yes, I massaged him when he was here for the world's shortest parade.
Yes.
And he said, I said, what was that like? And he said, whatever you do, don't touch my feet.
Don't touch the feet. I'm sure you get some of that. You get some of that here?
Yeah. We have people, they don't want their hands touched. They're ticklish.
Yeah, don't touch my feet.
The feet are so good, though. You miss out.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. Well, all your nerve endings.
I had to ask if he had a clock on, too, during the
song. Did he?
I don't think so.
Melinda, you
took it off for the massage.
By the way, someone says here, the new intro for Melinda needs to be fitting for the most beloved woman in Arkansas. We love Melinda.
Oh, how sweet.
Wow.
I tell you, the outpouring of kindness just was overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was glad when it was over. Somebody said you had the longest retirement.
You did. You had a nice send off.
Well, I wanted to put it out there a couple months ahead of time so Channel 7 would know. But then what social media is now, it just went crazy.
Yeah. Well, it was good. It was a lot of fun.
And I was thankful.
Yeah. There's a lot of professional athletes would love to go out the way Melinda just went out. Matter of fact, somebody said, by the way, I don't know if someone said it, but Chris Kane's Open is sellout by Real Big Fish, Christian. I think you referred to Big Fish. I don't know if you got the rest of it. You're a big, obviously, a big sports person, Melinda.
Yeah.
Big news yesterday, Razorbacks do take care of business. Yesterday, winning against Mississippi State, they'll play Alabama today at 1 o'clock.
Good.
If they win, they'll play the winner of Florida, Auburn. Texas and Oklahoma are on the other side of the bracket, so if we see them, we'll see them probably in the championship. So winning yesterday was all that I think we needed, and we're going to get a regional, most likely super regional in softball. Men will play Oklahoma Friday night. And then the other big news is all the golf teams. How cool is it that Arkansas is the number one seed in golf in the NCAA tournament? And then the Trojans, the Red Wolves, and the Golden Lions are all in the NCAA playoff. Now, listen, I don't know how far they're going to go.
Right.
But the fact is they're in it. Yeah, they've been in it before. I think all of them have been in it at one time. But I don't know sure how many times you've had four of them that are in it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
At the softball girls, we've been watching them.
Yeah,
You guys have talked about how exciting women's softball is. Yeah. And we've even said, let's go up there and watch some games, you know, especially if they get a regional, super regional.
It's a great sport to watch.
Yeah,
really is. Everything's compact. It's fast.
Very
fast. We have Ella McDowell the third baseman, is our girl. We'll talk to her Friday. She's a lot of fun. Every girl that we've had on for the last 5 years has been a blast, and so we're just hoping they can get over the hump. Jessica and I will be in London. If they go to the World Series, we will miss. I'm not happy about it. Not happy about
it. You could watch it somehow.
Yes, and then we're going to fly, and I said, you're going to drop me off in Oklahoma City, and you can go to Little Rock by yourself, or you can watch the Razorbacks over in Oklahoma City where the World Series is
being
held.
Baz has got a parachute out. Over Oklahoma City.
That's it.
Exactly. I'm dropping off right here. And then it looks like the guys at least will be in postseason play.
That's right, yeah.
Probably not hosting from what I'm reading with everybody. They, but to go out of that Mississippi game like that with the walk-off two-run home run was something else.
I know. It was that. Hopefully that will push them in with the momentum going into the end of the season.
Looks like Florida. Tallahassee likely is where most people say they'll go.
Saying? Uh-huh. The other thing is the news about the tennis. I only got a couple of minutes before we go to break, but word is out now. There's enough people that have put it out there now that you've got a group of people who are tennis supporters in Central Arkansas and Northwest, raised $5 million at least in 2 weeks. And they're making a presentation to 100-year check. What's that?
I was going to let you finish, and then I had something to say about it.
I was going to say, $5 million, and they're going to make the pitch to the 100-year check. So it puts Hunter in a weird situation. If he says, okay, we're going to do it, people are going to go, well, why didn't you give that opportunity on the front end if you allowed it now? Why don't we ask and say, hey, listen, if we're going to do this tennis thing, we need the help from the tennis community, or you do it privately, go ask, figure out. If you don't know who the tennis people are, make some phone calls and figure out who they are.
Right.
That's one way you look at it. Or the other, he's going to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I don't care that you're going to, we don't think it's the right move to have right now. And so, if I had to lay money on it, he's not going to change his decision. He's going to say, no, we're sticking with it. And that's what I think. I could be wrong. For him to do that, to go to this length, to take all the crap that he's taken, to eliminate it, you had to know maybe he had to think this might could happen. He's still going to stay the way he is. But we'll probably find out the answer out today and tomorrow. But that community, that tennis has been around 70 years. That tennis program, 70s and 80s were really big. And you had some people, and as a matter of fact, I think Cox was still there when Hunter, I think, he was still the tennis coach when Hunter became AD.
Right.
And so, anyway, he's had a conversation with him. And again, I've read and heard different things that wasn't the most positive meeting. I mean, I don't think he came out of it from feeling like, hey, Hunter was going to change his mind. But it does make me wonder, if you've got a community out there that raises $5 million, maybe you'd be, progressive, aggressive if you can, and go, hey, listen, we're losing, $2 million for tennis. I need the tennis community to step up. Who are my tennis? Go ahead and start that process. Same thing like golf, all of them. The problem is you're losing $9 million a year in track and field. You're losing $3 million in softball. You're losing $3 million in baseball. So, everything's losing money except for football and basketball.
Yeah.
So the question is, Kevin, what do you need to do to help shore that up? He obviously thinks it's getting rid of tennis. I don't know, maybe it is, but you've got now this group of tennis players and former the tennis community, not just players. I think these are supporters that love tennis. We're trying to keep these Olympic sports and the non, big three alive, and we'll make this commitment because you got to go more than 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you give it to us now, what happens in 2 years?
That's right.
And so another $5 million?
He would probably say that kind of deal too. But anyway, interesting with college sports the way it is, there's so much money being dumped into football. And, my deal, I told Justin Moore yesterday, he asked my opinion on it, is, I want to see us have the same sports that every other conference has, a member of the conference. I think most everybody has tennis. So I want us to figure out a way to do it if we can. Instead of saying we can't do it, tell me how we can. Let's figure out a way to do it. So that's going to play out here the next 2 days, which will be really interesting.
We'll be watching.
He's
kind of between a rock and a hard place.
It is interesting. Yeah,
it's a very lose-lose situation.
Yeah,
because he's going to look bad either way.
Right.
If he decides that he doesn't want to keep it and he had the money to keep it, then it's like, well, you're doing this because you just want to prove a point or you want to.
Right, that's right.
And then if he decides to bring it back, it's like, well, why didn't you ask for the money in the first place? If the money was there, why didn't you go out and try to get it to save the program? So he's in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
He's going to look bad either way that he goes.
Probably so. He probably realizes it. And I don't know if the chancellor made this thing happen to go, hey, we're going to meet with these people, or if he decided, hey, I'm going to go ahead and meet with these folks to hear what you got to say. I don't know. I have no idea. So.
Again, when this happened, we were like, this is a PR. I mean, this is just a huge misstep.
Yeah.
Like this could have been avoided. You could have done a lot of things to. Yeah. And you could have went out and asked for money.
That's right. Then the other thing is what he made the announcement before the season was over. Yeah. They're playing in the NCAA tournament. You're like, wait a week, wait 2 weeks, and then announce it. So, yeah, that was just from a PR standpoint, not the best. Now, listen, I'm looking at Roger getting the red light treatment.
So now he has the infrared light on him, which is helping to calm down any inflammation.
Yes, and he's got his cute cowboy Dallas Cowboy socks on.
Yeah, he does.
So cute that Sam put those on him last night before he went to bed. There's favorite. All right, we'll take a break. Come back if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037 is the number. If you want to go to the website, it's avabelladayspa.com.
That's correct? Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is Mama. She's
by the judge.
Mama, she's crazy. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Mama, he's great.
Mama, he's crazy. Right? I said, Mama, she's crazy. Hey, maybe that's the way I interpret it.
She's telling Mama.
Yes, maybe I have a different feel for that song. All right, don't go away. 848.